Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
And let me welcome in John Heyman. But before I do that, John, of course, we're joined by John Heyman, host of the Odyssey original podcast, Big Time Baseball, with Tony Gwynn Jr. And John talks all things baseball. Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good, Joe. Sorry about your Mets.
Oh, they stink. You know, John, they do. Let me start with this. We just had a caller say that, because I think there's issues in the locker room here, okay? And we just had a caller say that one of the reasons that Vogelbach, or maybe the reason Vogelbach is still on the team, I know he had a couple hits last week, big deal, is that he's tight with Pete Alonso. And also, that apparently there's friction between McNeil and Lindor, because Lindor was supposed to buy McNeil a car if he won the batting title last year, and he hasn't bought the car for him. Am I insane to even bring this up, John?
Well, I wouldn't put that much stock in the Vogelbach thing. Being friends with Alonso, I don't think that guarantees you a spot. On Lindor and McNeil, I mean, I think we asked him about it in spring training, and as I recall, Lindor was still joking about saying he didn't tell him what kind of car, you know, suggesting it could have been a really old one or a toy car or something. So I could see how that could get under McNeil's skin. Do I know that it has? I do not know that. Obviously, they had that issue with, remember, the rat and the raccoon a couple years ago. They were fine last year. I don't know. I mean, does that lead to this kind of performance, even if there is a little bit of an issue between them? I can't imagine. It's team-wide underperformance.
Well, you know, John, it's bad enough when, you know, they don't hit, they pitch and they don't hit, or they hit and they don't pitch. But now when you got a $160 million guy in Nimmo that can't catch a pop-up, and he's happened a couple times in the last week and a half, and a $340 million guy in Lindor that does, you know, walks away from catching a pop-up, what's going on, John? You know what I mean? I mean, what's happening with this team?
Well, I mean, they're just playing terrible. You could forgive an occasional mistake if they were playing better, but I mean, they are all underperforming. They're all saying, if you ask them about it, and of course, Steve Cohen was quoted in the Post a couple weeks ago talking about the pitching. Every facet of the team has underperformed the expectation. Every single one. McNeil, Lindor, and Marte have been, at best, average players. They should not be average players. One won a batting title. One makes $341 million. And certainly Marte has been a former All-Star. There's no reason they're average. And, of course, that starting pitching has been just abysmal, particularly compared to the expectation. MLB.com had them ranked number one, and I'm not try blaming them or anything. I would have had them in the top five, certainly. Maybe even number one. You got Scherzer and Verlander at the top. They've just been okay. Nothing like their career. In the middle, basically, Senga has done what you expect. Carrasco has not. Quintana, we haven't seen him yet. And certainly the young guys have really, really gone backward. Peterson and McGill. So, I mean, the starting pitching has been clearly the biggest issue, but I mean, nothing is really going great for the Mets. At least the Yankees have their pitching. They can at least pitch. They've got something going for them.
And we'll get to the Yankees, but isn't it time to bring Mauricio and Vientos up now and just have them play every day? I mean, we see, and one of our callers brought this up, and he's right. We see this kid in Cincinnati, De La Cruz. He comes up, they won 12 in a row. I mean, this kid's like he's the best player in baseball. Isn't it time to bring Mauricio? I mean, I've had enough of Daniel Vogelbach. I understand he got hot a little bit, big deal. I've had enough of Mark Canna. They finally got rid of Escobar. It's time to get rid of these guys, bring Mauricio up, bring Vientos up, and play him every day, John. I mean, really, isn't it time for this?
Yeah, they need to do something different. I don't think there's any question about that. Mauricio, every time I ask about him, they cite the 15 errors that he's made.
Oh, please.
At this point, I'm willing to take that chance.
Let him be the DH, John. Let him be the DH every day then.
Yeah, well, you know, I will say not everybody is L.A. De La Cruz. He's a guy with, on the 2-8 scout scale, he's got 3-8. You know,
unbelievable.
In the last 15 years, Tatis is the only other guy I could say who came up, who was the top number in three categories: arm, speed, power, and he's hitting. I mean, he's hitting 360. So, I mean, he was the top prospect in baseball for a reason. I'm not opposed, though, on Mauricio, certainly. Vientos, I mean, they made a mistake. He should have been playing when he came up with 1,100 OPS. They cooled him off, you know? I mean, I think he played like one out of the first four games. That should not have happened.
Well, I mean, and it's time for these kids to be up here. And what else do we have, John? This team is, let's be real, they're seven games under 500. They've lost 14 in their last 18 games. Since they were 14-7, the only teams with worse records than them is Oakland and Kansas City. I mean, this team is not going anywhere. Isn't it time to see these young guys play? I mean, I don't get it, John.
I'm with you. I mean, if you look at it and just do some simple math, you know, the National League's not as easy as we thought it was going to be. San Francisco's
right.
doing well. Arizona's doing well. Right now it takes 89-plus wins, really 89 and a fraction wins, to get into the playoffs as a wild card. Maybe the Central team will win fewer than 89. I don't know. But to be a wild card, you're going to need 89 wins at least. So let's figure at 90. At 90 wins, the Mets would have to go 56-32. That's a .636
yep.
winning percentage.
Yep.
At this
yep.
point, only one team in baseball has played .636 ball. So they'd have to completely turn around, go from below average to great. Is it possible? I mean, everybody points to the 2019 Nats and the 2021 mm-hmm. Braves, who are average going into July and end up winning the World Series. So it is possible, but, I mean, those are aberrations. Those are not that likely. I will point out they have some very loyal fans, and I'm now at the train station. My daughter is a big Mets fan. I'm neutral, as you know, but big Mets fan. We are heading down there to watch them win today.
Before I let you go, are the Mets done? In your mind right now, are the Mets done for the year?
Well, I mean, you know, the odds are very slim. I'll just put it that way. At 56-32 to get to the 90 wins, you know, play 636 ball, it's fairly unlikely at this point. They're going to have to turn it around and start today, so I'm not going to say they're done, but they're not that far from done.
They're done, John. By the way, go see if you can go see. Maybe let's see if Scherzer could blow another 5-run lead in this game or something like that. You know, today.
Yeah, I know they've been. I mean, he's been average, but you can't have average for $43 million.
I'm sorry to
cite his salary, but you know, you got to be good. You got to at least be good for $43 million, not average.
Let me ask you a question: is your daughter is she into football too? Your daughter or no?
No, not really. She's
okay, good.
Sports, you know, soccer. Tennis.
I want to make sure she's not a Jet fan, so she doesn't have that disaster.
No. She'll be okay there. I'm gonna shield that one if she ever suggests it.
Yeah, make
That's
her like
a
make her like a Chief fan. For, you yeah, know, do her a favor.
Look, I admire you, Joe. You are not a fair weather fan. I was a Jets fan growing up, and I basically quit on them in the mid 70s. So, good for you. Good for you.
A lot of pain, John. A lot of pain.
You know what I mean? I've heard.
A lot of pain. Hey, John, always a pleasure. Thanks for coming on. John Heyman. Let me say it again. You can catch him. He's the host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, Big Time Baseball with Tony Gwynn Jr. Check them out, or they cover all things MLB. John, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Joe. Good talking to you.
All right, man.